to the podcast. Today we are talking about space facts. Like usual, I've prepared 30 and I'm going to start from the first one to the last. The closest star to the Earth is the Sun, which is about 93 million miles away. The largest volcano in our system is Olympus Mons on Mars, which is about 13.6 miles high, making it nearly 3 times taller than Mount Everest. The Milky Way galaxy, which contains our solar system, is estimated to be about 100,000 light years in diameter. The temperature of the Sun's core is about 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, or 15 million degrees Celsius. Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, has a storm called the Great Red Spot that has been raging for at least 400 years. The ISS travels at an average speed of around 17,500 miles per hour, or 28,000 kilometers per hour, and orbits Earth at approximately every 90 minutes. A day on Venus is longer than its year. It takes 243 Earth days for it to rotate once around its axis, with only 225 Earth days to orbit the Sun. The first living creatures in space were fruit flies, launched by the United States in 1947 aboard a V-2 rocket. The largest known asteroid in our solar system is Ceres, which is located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter and has a diameter of about 590 miles or 940 kilometers. Neutron stars are incredibly dense remnants of supernova explosions, with a teaspoon of neutron star material weighing about 6 billion tons on Earth. The light we see from stars is often thousands or even millions of years old because of the vast distances in space and the time it takes for light to reach Earth. Saturn's rings are mostly chunks of water ice ranging in size from tiny grains to several meters across. The universe is expanding, and galaxies are moving away from each other in all directions, meaning that in enough time we won't be able to reach anywhere in the entire universe. The moon is moving away from Earth at a rate of about 1.5 inches or 3.8 centimeters per year. The first human-made object to reach space was the German V-2 rocket in 1944. One of the largest known structures in the universe is the Sloan Great Wall, a massive cosmic structure made up of galaxies and galactic filaments stretching over a billion light years across. Black holes are regions in space while gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape their pull. The core of a star, like our Sun, will eventually collapse to form a white dwarf or a neutron star, depending on the size. The coldest known place in the universe is the Boomerang Nebula, with a temperature of about -272 degrees Celsius, or -458 degrees Fahrenheit. The Andromeda Galaxy is on a collision course with our Milky Way galaxy, and it's expected to merge with it in about 4 billion years. The speed of light in a vacuum is approximately 186,282 miles per second, or 299,792 kilometers per second. Remember, this is seconds, not hours. Stars are mostly composed of hydrogen, about 75%, and helium, about 25%, with trace amounts of other elements. The first successful human spacewalk, or EVA, was performed by Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov on March 18, 1965, on a Voskhod mission. The nearest galaxy to our Milky Way is the Andromeda Galaxy, located about 2.5 million years away. Space is not completely silent. There are electromagnetic waves and other phenomena that can be detected with specialized instruments. The term cosmology, or astronomy, refers to the study of the origin, evolution, and eventual fate of the universe. The Mosby's telescope, launched in 1990, has provided astronomers with breathtaking images and valuable scientific data about our universe. A supernova is a powerful explosion that occurs when a massive star reaches the end of its life cycle and collapses, releasing an immense amount of energy. The center of our Milky Way contains a supermassive black hole called Sagittarius A star that has a mass of about 4 million times that of our sun. Space is an incredibly vast and mostly empty, with distances between celestial objects measured in light years. The distance light takes in 1 year, or about 6 trillion miles, or 9 trillion kilometers. That's it for today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Bye.